This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. At the dawn of the big band era, electric guitarist Charlie Christian changed the sound of popular music. Playing with Benny Goodman from 1939 to 1941, Christian elevated the guitarist from the rhythm section to frontline soloist. Christian's recordings with Goodman are collected in a new 4-CD set. From New York, Tom Vitale reports.
Backstage at the Club Iridium in New York, 87-year-old guitar legend Les Paul remembered hearing Charlie Christian for the first time. It was 1938 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Paul, who was already a star on NBC Radio's The Chesterfield Hour, was sitting in with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys.
This fellow in the audience asked for my autograph and asked if he could have one of my picks, and I gave it to him. And I said, "You play the guitar, I presume?" And he said, "Yes, I do." I said, "You any good?" He said, "Yes, sir." So I said, "Well, here, play something for me." And he played, and I said, "Boy, that's good." So I said, "You want to sit in?" He said, "I'd love to." So he sat in there, and when I heard him play, I was terribly impressed with him. And I just heard something I'd never heard before.
Les Paul heard was Charlie Christian playing his electric guitar in a style that had more in common with the tenor sax lines of Lester Young than the acoustic soloing of the foremost guitarist of the day, Django Reinhardt. Les Paul says he became friends with Charlie Christian, and when Christian came to New York, they jammed together at all-night sessions at Mitten's Nightclub in Harlem. Paul says Christian never played more notes than he had to. 6 decades later, Paul appreciates that talent more than ever.
I have a handicap now with arthritis, and this is one of the interesting things, is that when you can't play 200 notes and you can only play one, it's a big difference. Because now you say, out of 200 notes, which one is the best note if you can only play one? And Charlie started out that way. He started out with the wisdom and the know-how to do that, and that's what attracted all the other guitarists that followed.
Charlie Christian's pioneering swing style accounts for only half his genius. The other half is his inventiveness. Phil Schaap, who teaches jazz history at Princeton and is a curator for jazz at Lincoln Center, says Christian never played a bad solo, and he never played the same solo twice, even on different takes of the same tune.
Charlie Christian's a from-scratch improviser. It's just as though what had happened seconds before had never occurred. And what's happening now on the next take will never happen again.
Charlie Christian learned to improvise in the regional bands of the Southwest in the 1930s. Christian was born in Bonham, Texas in 1916 and raised in Oklahoma City. His mother played piano, his father played trumpet and guitar, and he taught Charlie and his two older brothers to play guitar at an early age. At first, Charlie taped a microphone to his acoustic guitar. In 1937, he bought his first electric.
Charlie Christian's a genius whose genius was displayed on electric guitar at the time that it was not even an innovation, it was a novelty.
Christian's genius did not go unnoticed. In the summer of 1939, producer John Hammond came to Oklahoma City to hear Christian play, then bought him a plane ticket to audition for Benny Goodman in Los Angeles. The story goes that Goodman was not impressed at first. One of his musicians was, and snuck Christian on stage after a break. Goodman called Rose Room, a tune he thought Christian did not know. The guitarist tore it up, and Goodman hired him on the spot. Just like that, Charlie Christian went from making $2.50 a night in Oklahoma City to $200 a week with the most famous band in the world. In a matter of weeks, Christian became a nationwide star, as Goodman featured him on his Camel Caravan broadcasts and at Carnegie Hall. Charlie Christian wasn't the first electric guitarist, but he was the first electric guitarist to reach a large popular audience, says jazz historian Phil Schaap.
Charlie Christian played more on electric guitar, and with a better perch to play it from, the Benny Goodman bandstand, playing a better way, he's the one who made the instrument significant to its time and accepted for all time.
One of the guitarists influenced by Charlie Christian was Billy Bauer. Bauer took Christian's seat with the Goodman Band after World War II. Like Les Paul, Bauer was a year older than Christian. In 1941, while Charlie Christian was at the height of his popularity with Goodman, Bauer had just gotten a gig playing society music at a dance hall in the Bronx. He says the band leader gave him specific instructions.
The first thing he told me, to go down to Eddie Bell, which was on 46th Street, and rent a guitar that was the same kind of a guitar as Charlie Christian, because they wanted that sound.
Bauer rented the same model Gibson that Christian played, but he says he could never sound like Christian. The 87-year-old Bauer still teaches guitar near his home on Long Island, and he says he still can't play like Charlie Christian.
See, this is, sometimes you go like that, you know. Oh, he wouldn't even do that. No, he wouldn't do that. How can I tell you this? The guys who make it, I mean really make it, not just make a name, forget about that. I mean guys who really live like it. You put on Louis Armstrong, the minute you hear, you say that's Louis, right? And when you hear Charlie Christian, you say that's Charlie Christian.
Charlie Christian won the Downbeat Poll as best guitarist in 1939, 1940, and 1941. He died from tuberculosis on March 2, 1942. He was just 25 years old. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
Samples from the Charlie Christian CD set are at npr.org.